Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, The Laser, hanging out in the studio with Ray Jennings and Jake Dillon. You guys are here for an event that's going on April 8th, if I do recall. Is that the correct date?
Yes, April 8th.
And it's happening at Cherry Street, and it's for a friend of yours. Give us a little background on who it's for and whose memory it's in, and kind of a little background on him as a person and how you guys know and knew him.
Oh, well, this is for Rob Burton, as a long, long time friend of Ray's and myself. Rob passed away near the end of last year, and so we wanted to do something for him and for his family, and most importantly for his kids. So,
yeah, I agree. It's one of those things that we really wanted to go out together and kind of correlate some things between friends, family, and the local businesses, so we could raise money for his two children. We're going to set up trust funds for them. Is our biggest drive for the whole event.
So for those that didn't know Rob, he was a musician, played in bands in town, and give us a little background on Rob.
Rob's just, I mean, honestly, for lack of a better term, he's just that everyday guy. I mean, he's that guy you could call him. It didn't matter if it was 2 a.m., didn't matter if it was 1 p.m., and he'd tell you how it was, like, you know, hey, let's go do this. Let's go golf and let's grab some food. Let's go see a show. He'd call you up at 7 o'clock at night and be like, hey, man, there's somebody playing over in, like, North Dakota. Let's drive up there and see him. I mean, that was him. I mean, he was just one of those people.
He just a down to earth. He was buddy.
Yeah, I mean, he made you a better person all the time because you just had fun. I mean, that's what we all did. It was kind of what we all set out to do all the time, anyway.
This event is a kind of a dual purpose thing. It's a celebration of life, but also a fundraiser. You mentioned Rob. We lost Rob at the end of last year.
December 30th. He actually passed away. He struggled with stage 4 colon cancer. He fought it for 19 months. And that was the end, and he, you know, was lucky enough to fight it as long as he did, and we were all fortunate for that, to be able to spend as much time as we could with him for that.
That hits a little close to home. I saw you guys post about this on Facebook here a couple weeks ago when you first created the event page, and I also lost my father to colon cancer. So when I saw that, and that's kind of what I'd heard about Rob, that's what he had passed from, and also from what I've heard, I didn't know Rob. I don't know if I've ever met Rob, but you can look at a picture of Rob on Facebook and you get this vibe from just looking at him that he's a cool guy, that he's like one of those people you want to hang out with.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jake can attest for what I'm going to say here. It's one of those things. You didn't have to know Rob to know who Rob was. He was that one guy that no matter what, if you met him, you just knew that he was that guy. He was that one that no matter what, he always had your back. No matter what, he was always there by your side. No matter what, he would take that last shot with you. He would take that first beer with you. He'd rock out on his guitar, on his bass, whatever. He'd make fun of somebody else with you that was trying to do the same thing. It didn't matter. We just had fun with everything we did. It was that guy.
He'd push you to do things that you were afraid to do but wanted to do. And I bet it's funny that you put it that way, because I think he affected a lot of people indirectly, because he was just a go-getter, absolute fear of nothing, which sometimes didn't always work to his benefit. But he had absolute fear of nothing and was never afraid to make a fool of himself for the greater good, you know. And he knew a lot of people. I mean, one thing I think we're forgetting to mention is that, you know, he worked here locally on Main Street in Galesburg for the last, 15 years?
Yeah.
I mean, for a long time. He was 34, right?
34 years old.
34, yeah. So he's been working, here in town for the last probably 15 years at least. A lot of people just know him from buying cigarettes, for lack
smoke
of better things. Yeah, this is a smoke shop guy. So, I mean, he knew a lot of people through music and through bands and all the things that he did. But he also, had a really strong interaction with just the general community. A lot of people knew who he was. So you have musicians, you have people who like music, then you have all these people who just knew him as a guy they bought stuff from.
No musical connection at all.
Yeah,
they crossed paths.
And, yeah.
He was the fattest, skinny guy you ever could meet.
Guy
mean, him and I, we would go out and we would eat and we'd post and we'd get just numerous messages like, I hate you. Like, they would send us messages. We'd post food from him, all over Illinois, sometimes Missouri, and it was one of those things that we just did. It was something we did together. And usually we included friends, but that was just one of those things. You just knew. You wouldn't think the guy could eat if you ever seen him.
He makes you look like a giant. He looks skinny in all those pictures. All right, so we've got a little bit of background on Rob. Now, you say he's left children behind, and that's what a lot of this is about.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot. I would say 99% of this, that's what it's about. He has a legacy that's never going to be outlived or forgotten. I mean, he was a man among men. He was amazing. So his two children, he's got a 4-year-old son, Lucien, and a 14-year-old daughter, Trinity, that are both just spitting images and just amazingly wonderful children at that. Anybody that can spend 5 minutes with them can see the impression that is there. I mean, you can look and they're amazing, amazing children. So everything that we want to raise and everything we're doing from the silent auction and any donations that would be collected between now and then or that night all go 100% to the Children's Trust Funds. Both of them will be split 50-50 and it will be separated through legal accounts to make sure that they have it.
So it's all being done the right way so everybody can rest assured of that.
Of course.
Both kids are going to see the benefit as they grow up. So
I mean, yeah, and that's our goal. I mean, ultimately, that is our biggest goal. And we've got a lot on tap for what's coming up that night, some of which we've released, some of which we haven't.
So at this early stage, and we're still, 2 months away, and we'll talk to you guys. We'll have you guys back closer to the event, too. But at this early stage, what can you tell us about what is going on April 8th at Cherry Street?
One of the biggest things, we're going to have a silent auction. Countless upon countless gift certificates throughout the community of all local businesses who are well aware of who Rob was and what he did working locally, which, I mean, you can't ever beat. Local business is the best way to go. I've always stood by that. If you can support your local businesses, you're fixing problems at home. That's amazing to support those. And they've donated gift certificates, baskets, merchandise. There's gift certificates from pizza places, from fast food places, from all over. I don't want to give everything away, of course. I mean, we have companies that have just reached out to us without us going to them and been extremely generous. So there's going to be just probably more than you could ever imagine come down and look at. And all that, of course, 100% of that will go to his Children's Trust Funds, which is huge for us.
Very cool. Now, you say you've got a lot of donations. I'm assuming you'll always accept more, right?
Oh,
especially
yeah.
For the silent auction. You can't
anything
have too much.
And everything. Anything and everything is, I mean, no little amount, no great amount is not accepted. Anything that you're willing to do as a business, as a person, as anything, if you just feel that it's necessary to do, whether it's a cash donation, whether it's a product donation, whether it's a gift certificate donation, anything and everything is accepted. And we more than greatly accept that. The family appreciate it. We couldn't say thank you enough.
Okay, and I've also seen on the event page there's going to be some music over there that night, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a benefit for Rob without some live music. We have let me think here, the Memphis Dives, and we also have the Kill Shakes. Left 4 Dead will be here from Peoria area.
Those guys are intense.
One of Rob's favorite bands.
One of his favorite bands.
A lot of Rob's music wouldn't have happened, I don't think, without those guys. And then the Hypotheticals from Galesburg here will be closing.
Great lineup.
Oh, yeah. We got three of the local bands, which we thought really kind of touched home for us because not only did Rob know all of them, at some point he played with one or all of the members who are currently in those bands, whether it was to set at home, to set above the smoke shop and just kind of strum around and play, or whether to play in an actual show. So we thought that was important. And then the Left 4 Dead, I mean, that was something that literally happened like that. It was one of those things. All those guys were, yeah, definitely we're 100% on board. We want to be there. We want to show our support in any way we can, which meant a lot to us, and I think it would mean a lot to Rob.
Very cool. Sounds like it's going to be a great event for a great cause. It's one of those deals where you hate to have this cause. You know what I mean? You don't. If you're in the perfect world, we wouldn't have to do things like this. You guys wouldn't be put in that position. But I guarantee you that even if they don't realize it as kids, especially the 4-year-old stuff right now, on behalf of those kids, thank you guys for doing this and having their back, you know, now that their dad's gone. But I say this every time. I truly, truly believe this, man. That whenever someone passes, I really don't believe it's goodbye. It's see you later. I mean, right. You're going to see Rob again. Everybody's going to see Rob again, be able to jam with him again. But in the meantime, you guys have got the kids back. And I think that is the thing that I think is the coolest thing about this whole event is that you guys have stepped up. And in the community, I mean, with the donations and all that, so have stepped up. And these bands have stepped up to have the back of these kids, man. You know, because that's as a dad that's what I think about. When I'm gone, man, I hope somebody's there to help my kids if they need the help, and you guys are doing it, and I think that's cool as hell. So,
And that's what that was our full thing when Jake and I had sat down and initially discussed, hey, what do you want to do? There's no question we were going to do something, and we both looked at each other, and it wasn't a question. We said, we're going to do this for his kids. Mm-hmm. And I personally have spent quite a bit of time with both of his children, and I love them to death. They're great kids. And Jake, I know, is the same way. We've been there. We were there at the hospital when Lucy was born, yes, and it was one of those things that it's just – they're great kids, and anybody who's around them knows, hey, we got – it's it's the right thing to do.
Very cool. So we're talking April 8th at Cherry Street. What's the start time?
Right now we're looking at either 4 to 5 p.m. The silent auction is going to be rather large.
And it's going to get bigger between now and then. So it may end up being earlier.
Yeah, and that's not a bad thing. No. They're being extremely generous and helping us out with Cherry Street being on board with us 100%. Lou and Stan are great people, and it couldn't be possible without their help, of course. So I definitely think that that's going to be a big deal. So come out, see what we have. Donate if you'd like, if you can. If you can't, just come out and show respect, and we appreciate that just as much as any donation.
Yeah, have fun. Don't forget the have fun part, man. It is a celebration. It is a celebration of life. Again, Ray Jennings and Jake Dillon, it's for the Robert Burton Celebration of Life benefit and fundraiser. It's a fundraiser, but the Celebration of Life thing, I think, is what needs to be focused on, too, because it sounds like he was a pretty cool cat. And
That's how he'd want it. He wouldn't dare let us throw a benefit for him, yeah. So-called. It's a Celebration of Life because
Kids, celebration for Rob.
If you knew him, your life was a celebration. I'll guarantee it. I mean, that guy touched so many people without even realizing it. And I'm sure he's looking down now saying, man.
Probably rolling his eyes going, oh, come on, man.
We're just starting to flex our muscles. Yeah, another thing I want to mention, too, is the robburtonmemorial.com. It's not fully operational entirely, but for those that can't make the benefit or from out of the area, it will be a place where people can go, share memories, share photographs they might have, share, and eventually you'll be able to donate through that website as well.
I'll tell you what, once that's up and fully functional, let me know, man. We will definitely post a link.
It is up for viewing, but it's not there. The donation
is to donate through yet.
Yeah, you can go and look at it and see the direction we're going with it, and that's something that we're going to have moving forward is going to have a big push. We're focused on the celebration of life right now, and it's not that one's more important than the other, of course, but we want to piece it together, and I think overall it's one of those things you can go to and say, this is who that guy was.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Well, thanks for stopping in, and again, we'll definitely have you back in as it gets a little closer to the April 8th Celebration of Life for Rob Burton. It's Ray Jennings and Jake Dillon in the studio. Thanks for stopping in, guys.
Thank you.